My dear brothers and sisters, I had the immense privilege this morning of watching on television our Holy Father Benedict XVI canonizing 7 new saints. And numbered among those 7 new saints were 2 American saints, Saint Kateri Tikawitha and Saint Marianne Cope. The Church in the United States rejoices and is glad because 2 of our number have been raised to the altars of God. A few words on canonization. What does it mean that Benedict XVI canonizes certain individuals in the Church and declares them to be saints? My grandparents are dead, and I knew them obviously very well during their earthly life, and I knew that my grandparents loved the Lord intensely. They went to confession regularly. They prayed much every day. They went to Mass during the week. They went to Mass every single Sunday, every single holy day. They prayed the rosary as a family. They sent their children to Catholic school. They took care of the poor. They took care of their neighbor. They were beautiful examples of what it means to be a disciple. They are dead now. I am absolutely hopeful that they are with Christ. Absolutely hopeful, because I know, at least from my own perspective, how, at least externally, they seemed to live their lives. Though I am absolutely hopeful, I'm not absolutely certain. Why? Because I do not know what God knows. I'm absolutely hopeful, though being absolutely certain belongs only to God, because God knows my grandparents better than I did. He knows their heart, their mind, and their soul. The same is true of all of those who have died throughout the world. We remain absolutely hopeful insofar as they seemed to live a life in accord with the gospel. We are absolutely hopeful that they are with Christ. When it comes to the canonized saints, however, we are absolutely certain. That's the difference. How are we absolutely certain? What makes the difference between being absolutely hopeful and being absolutely certain? Well, as part of the canonization process, we ask these individuals in eternity to pray with us and for us for particular intentions. And the Church asks that a number of miracles be wrought through their intercession. In other words, we go from being absolutely hopeful to becoming absolutely certain because we receive signs from on high. We receive divine affirmation. Miracles begin to happen when we ask these people to pray with us and for us. So too with regards to the saints who are named today. The Church went from being absolutely hopeful because they had led very good lives to becoming absolutely certain that they are among the 4,000 canonized saints of the Catholic Church. That's not to give the impression that there are only 4,000 people in heaven, but it is to say that of these people, we're absolutely certain. We remain absolutely hopeful for everyone else. And that's really the role of canonization. Sometimes when you see it on television and the media speak about the Pope making saints, we have to be very careful how we understand that. He simply declares them to be in heaven. We go from being absolutely hopeful to becoming absolutely certain because miracles have been attached to their cause. An example. Blessed Kateri Tikawitha, who today is now Saint Kateri Tikawitha. There was a boy in Washington State about 6 or 7 years ago, and he was 6 or 7 years of age. And while he was playing one day in the playground, he cut his lip. Later that evening, he became very ill and collapsed. They brought him to the hospital to discover that he had that horrendous flesh-eating bacteria. Now, very few people ever survive the flesh-eating bacteria. They're basically consumed from the inside out, and no known antibiotic seems to work against it. So this young boy was in very serious condition. He was in a coma, and his flesh was being devoured. The doctors told his parents, There's nothing we can do. And his parents contacted the local priest to make funeral arrangements. As they spoke to the local priest, he was the chaplain to the Native American reservation. This young boy was Native American, lived on the reservation. He said to them, "Why don't you ask Blessed Tikiri Tikawitha, herself a Native American, herself a member of the Mohawk tribe, to pray to the Lord that he would be healed?" And so the family began to pray. And they brought an article of clothing, a second-class relic that belonged to Blessed Tikiri, and they touched the leg of the young boy as he lay on the bed. Later that evening, he went from dying to very much alive, and everything within him seemed to reverse itself medically. Now, the hospital in Washington State attested to the fact that they had no known medical reason or scientific explanation as to why this young boy went from dying to completely well in about 24 to 36 hours of time. That young boy is now 11 years of age. His name is Jacob. He was present in St. Peter's Square today when Blessed Tikiri Tikawitha was named a saint of God Most High. One of the reasons why the church was absolutely certain that Tikiri is in heaven with our blessed Lord. A few words about the saints who were named today, the two Americans in particular, actually the two Americans only. I know very little about the other five who were named today. But Saint Tikiri Tikawitha, she lived in the 1600s in what we now call Upper State New York. She lived there, she was a Native American, and at an early age, she was baptized as a Catholic against great opposition within her family, within her tribe, and among her friends. But she was absolutely determined that she would be baptized. She used to walk miles every day to attend Mass, to receive Holy Communion. She was confirmed in the church. She went to confession regularly. She was a person of immense prayer, even against the opposition of her own family and friends. At an early age, both of her parents died of smallpox. Her brother also died of smallpox, leaving her with no living immediate members of her family. She then was farmed out to her uncle, who was a Catholic. And at the hands of the uncle, she was kept firm in the faith, even though she met grave opposition from everyone else. In spite of everyone else, she remained faithful at great cost to herself. At the age of 24, she contracted a serious illness. And as she lay dying on her deathbed, she begged all of those around her to come to the Lord, to receive baptism, to be attached to Christ for their salvation and for the salvation of their tribe. And she was born to eternal life with the beautiful words, "Jesus, with the treasures of this my faith, I gladly pass into your hands." Immediately after her death, Native Americans especially began to gather at her grave, and those who were Catholic began to ask her intercession for particular favors. "Please help me, I'm sick. Please help my mother. Please help my father." The local French missionaries told the diocese at the time that they had stopped counting the miracles. They simply had stopped recording them. There were too many to be recorded. And so Tikiri was on the radar of the church basically from the very beginning. She was known in her tribe to be holy, and her renown spread beyond the tribe and beyond when people sought her intercession and received great miracles and great cures. Jacob was the most recent one cured of the bacteria-eating disease. And so we rejoice and are glad. Blessed Tikiri, now Saint Tikiri Tikawitha. Now, there's also St. Marian Cope, who was a reverend mother. She was a Franciscan nun, again, from upstate New York. Must be something in the air in upstate New York, despite what they say. So in upstate New York, she was a Franciscan in the 1800s, 200 years later, who left everything and went to Hawaii and worked with the lepers and died among the lepers for the sake of Christ and his gospel. Those are the two individuals that we remember today. Saint Tikiri Tikawitha is buried near Montreal, where her remains are interred, and there is a shrine built in her honor. Saint Marian Cope is buried. She was buried in Hawaii. Then her body was exhumed and brought near to the cathedral in Syracuse, New York. So her shrine is built also there. In those two saints and in all the saints, we see great ambition. Sometimes people think it's not good to be ambitious. Well, there is a particular type of ambition that's never good, but there is an ambition that's always good. We have to be ambitious about the things of God, to love God for his own sake and to love our neighbor for the sake of God. We see this in all of the saints. They were very ambitious. They were very driven to love God and to love neighbor. We ask today that where Saint Tikiri and where Saint Marian Cope are for their faithfulness, we also may be. Be ambitious for the things of God. Let us all be ambitious for the things of God. James and John demonstrated in the gospel a particular ambition. Give us the seats on your left and on your right. The Lord corrects that type of ambition and says, this is not what you should be focused on. You should be willing to serve. You should become the servant of all. Be ambitious. It's a wonderful thing to be ambitious, to be driven. If we were all very ambitious for God and for neighbor, how different the world would be. Saint Tikiri Tikawitha, Saint Marian Cope, pray for us.